Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. You've got me, Andy Bulbarch, all the way up until 6 o'clock tonight. Matt Douglas will provide the local news updates for you, but I am flying so low today. We've talked about some high school softball. We talked to our Hollywood insider, Al Harris. But there are some Hall of Fame ceremonies going on over the next couple of weeks. One took place this past Thursday. The Lorain Sports Hall of Fame, a lot of inductees, several individuals, one team, and Tom Bauer, the chairman of the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame, joins us now on the hotline. Tom, how are you?
Andy, I'm doing very good. How are you today?
So far, so good, but it's, well, I guess relatively early. It's not raining. I guess that's a nice plus. Feels like we endured a few monsoons over the course of the last 6 days or so, so I'll take the sunshine when I can get it.
You know, we are in Northeast Ohio, so you got to expect that.
Yeah, the rain, the snow, the sunshine, it all kind of hits us all at once. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the ceremony last Thursday. Of course, our own Tim Alcorn was the MC. I know the legendary Joe Tate has been the MC for many years as well. Talk about this past Thursday's ceremony and what made it so special.
Well, one of the things you just mentioned, when you have Tim Alcorn as your MC, you know it's going to be special. It's one of those things. He can entertain the crowd. He pays homage to all our inductees. So Tim just did a great job. So I want to give him a little shout-out right here over the radio. Tim, if you're listening, thank you very much.
We hope he's listening. If he's not listening, then my job's probably in jeopardy. But you're right. He's a man of many talents. He can do Hall of Fame ceremonies, weddings, proms. He pretty much does it all, doesn't he?
Oh, I worked with him for I've worked color for football games, and he does play-by-play. So you're right. He does it all.
Yeah, he's a jack of all trades, that's for sure. Let's talk about this year's class. I know you guys had, I believe, eight individuals, and you inducted one team. We'll get to the team in just a bit, but going individual by individual, what kind of made these eight individuals stand out?
This year we had a very diversified crowd. We started off with Michael Horn, who was a Lorain Catholic basketball player back in 76. Great high school career, obviously, all these people. And when he got to college, he was only one point away from making it into the national championship at his junior college, which was reminiscent of his high school because they were only one point away from the Ohio State Championship. So he played in a lot of close games, and Mike was a great candidate for us. But diversity, we also had Bill Morse, who was 1979 tennis player from Lorain High. Now, he had a great high school career also, but better than that, once he got into his adult playing tennis, he was ranked at one time number one player in the nation for 35 and over. So we had basketball players, we had tennis players. Then we went into volleyball. We had Meredith Furlick Bingham, who was a volleyball player at Lorain Catholic. She led her Lorain Catholic team to the state finals, and she won just about everything in Lorain County that her senior year. But then she led her Division I Tennessee Tech to championships and also into national recognition. So, you know, what we like to do with our Hall of Fame is, you know, everyone here had high school recognition, but they also moved on and they also did things outside of that. Our fourth candidate was Matt Wilhelm. Now, what more can you say? Leary Catholic, but he's always been a Lorain resident, and that was one of our requirements. You didn't go to one of the Lorain schools, and we go all the way back to St. Mary's and, you know, and past. If you have been a Lorain resident all your life, you qualify, and Matt was high school, all-state, both football and basketball. College, national championship 2002, one of the greatest games I ever watched on TV when they beat Miami in a national championship. And then in pro, he was a Super Bowl champ. Now, what more can you do at all of those different levels of your football career? You know, and then we go from football, then we jump back to golf, and David Emmerich was a Lorain Catholic golfer. He also had the great high school career, but then he joined the pro ranks, and he made the PGA Tour back in 1988, and now he's a club pro, and he's a golf teacher in California. So you see, we run the gamut in all those different levels of sports. But the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame also has a different category for a senior category. So this year, the seniors, we had two of them, John Talatnik was a Lorain High track star. He won a state championship in the high jump in 1947. So that's how far we go back.
Wow.
But after college, then he played baseball with all the local Lorain club teams. You know, back in the 40s and the 50s, you know, club baseball was very big. You know, the steel mill had three or four different teams. All the different clubs in the area had teams. And that was where all the great athletes back in that era, you know, finished their careers. And John was a great pitcher, not only track, also in baseball. But here was a special one. Norris Sinclair was born in 1895. He graduated from Lorain High in 1915. He was the very first state champ in any sport from Lorain County, because he won three state championships. He won low hurdles, high hurdles, and long jump, but he actually ended up his career long out. You know, he went to the war. You know, this is back in 1915. He went to the war, came back and graduated from Ohio State, but then he became a sailboat sailor, small sailboat sailor, and he had national rankings in sailboating. So, you know, we picked a diversity group in this year. But we also had a special category, and a special category this year was David Dury, because usually the special category goes to either a coach who, you know, didn't graduate from one of the Lorain schools but coached in the Lorain schools, or officials. But this year, David was an athletic trainer. And a lot of people wondered, how's that getting into the athletic realm? But he was an athletic trainer in high school at Admiral King. Went on to college at Ohio State, and he was a trainer for multiple sports down there. Then he went to grad school in Alabama. He was a trainer and worked at a lot of the different college bowl games down in the South. But then with the pros, he worked with both the Browns and the Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, there's different aspects of sports, and his training, you know, proved that he's worthy of being inducted into our Hall of Fame. And now we get to the team. 1985-86 Admiral King basketball. And it was coached by legendary Mitch Gillum. And this team went into the state Final Four. But the acclaim that they had was they beat some great teams along the way. In their playoff run, the sectionals, the districts, the regionals, they beat three teams that were ranked higher than them in the top 10, and that would kind of push them over the top. So they had they beat a lot of teams that had players that eventually went into the NBA. So I think their liaison for us was your people know him as Jim Allen. Our people as Jim Popiel. He nominated this team because he recognized the great team that they beat. So that was our candidates this year. We had eight individuals and then one team.
Tom Bauer, chairman of the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, wow, I mean, I think you hit on a number of different things there, going from the individuals to the team. And I think what makes the process a little more difficult for the committee when you're trying to select who's in, who's out, you mentioned it with one of your inductees. I mean, someone that was born in the 1890s. I mean, you guys are going back 120 years.
Well, he was nominated by a Chronicle sports writer, Paul Hensey, and he was inducted into the Lorain County Track Hall of Fame. And then Paul then nominated him for our Hall of Fame, knowing he came out of Lorain. So when you did some research on him, this man led a very athletic life from, you know, high school all the way to sailboat racing down in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, we do one other thing at the Hall of Fame that's kind of a little unique. We have a scholarship fund, and we call it the Yulin Scholarships. It came from J. Ed Yulin, was one of the founding fathers for the Hall of Fame. And we give this year four scholarships. Three of the scholarships are $500, and then one is $1,000. And we recognize in the old days, actually, we had, you know, kids coming from Lorain High, Admiral King, Southview, Lorain Catholic, Clearview. Of course, now Lorain has shrunk down to now we're Lorain High and Clearview. But we had four young people, young high school seniors, that qualified for scholarships this year. Nas Bohannon from Lorraine, Reagan Osco from Lorraine. From Clearview, we had Jacob Collier and Ariana Alicia. They all got scholarships. They're all things, and we judge our scholarship candidates on not only their academics, not only their sports careers, but also their community service. So these three people that won the $500 scholarships, and Nas, who won the $1,000, had all three of them. You know, the academics were excellent in all of them. Their athletics were excellent in all of them, and also the community service. So we had a great group of kids, not only the adults that got in there, not only the deceased that got on there, but we had some high school kids that made it into the Hall of Fame this year. Not the Hall of Fame, but actually just the Yulin Scholarship.
Well, that's got to be a pretty gratifying experience also to get the four kids in there to mix in with those who are being honored for Hall of Fame careers, too. I can't imagine how great that must have been. That must have been a really cool atmosphere.
It was. It was. And I tell you, the highlight of the night, in my opinion, and I think in a lot of other opinions, was, you know, I mentioned your listeners know him as Jim Allen from years ago on WEOL, and now he's, you know, he's down the Dow a little bit. But Jim Popiel came up with the whole the Yulin ceremony time and all the kids, and he came up with an idea. John Tlatnik was a state champ in track in 1947. He called John back up to the podium, and he brought Zion Cross out of the audience, who was the 2016 state champ in the 100-yard dash. And those two shook hands and hugged. As Jim said, now there is 69 years of track in Lorain. And I tell you what, the audience gave him a standing ovation, and there was a very audible awe. What a great, great thing. I think the pitcher even made the sports page in this morning's Lorain Journal. So, I mean, it was a good night had by all. Tim kept everything hopping. We had high school kids congratulating 1947 inductees. So it was a great night, I think, had by all.
Great, great stuff. No, that must have been a really, really special moment. Tom Barr,
chairman
of the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame. Tom, thank you very much for your time. That was a lot of fun. It was a blast to kind of learn about the process that goes behind putting all of this together. You know, it's not a simple process, that's for sure. And again, when you guys are going back well over 100 years, there's certainly a lot to look back on. Tom, we certainly appreciate the time, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Well, Andy, thanks for having me on. And next year will be our 49th annual banquet, so I'll be hearing from you again probably a year from today.